Well, he's a top six forward for us. He's 26-year-old player. He's had 50 points in the league. I think he's going to be a good fit for us. I don't know where he plays yet, either with Bo or with Petey, but I think he's a good complimentary guy for Petey and Bess. So, he's a good skater. He can get in on the forecheck. He's got enough size and strength. He can come up with pucks, and he's got good hands, smart. So, I just felt like it was, he's a top six player for us that can help out with the development of those other guys.
How important was the roster to the gym in the sense that maybe if you have to go to the market on July 1st, you're looking at a bigger expenditure for a top six guy than JT?
Yeah, he's on a good contract. We got him for four more years at, a good number. It was one of those things that, we had to move a pick in this year's draft, a third-round pick. But I think it's going to help with the development of our kids and help them get to where they need to be, and it's going to improve our team for next season.
What about the condition? Is that a stiff price to pay in this package?
Well, if we don't make the playoffs next year, we're protected. We have lottery protection, and if we do make the playoffs, it just speeds up the process of, where we're at kind of in our rebuild and pushes it, a little bit further ahead for us.
You said for a while that you wanted a top six winger and a defenseman, so you've got one. Does your focus now turn to the other?
Yeah, we've got free agency coming up this week, so we're going to concentrate on trying to add, at least one defenseman, and that's where our focus is going to be all week.
There weren't many trades on the floor today involving active NHLers. Does that surprise you, considering there seems to be so much talk about movement right now?
Yeah, but I think, this next week, I think even going into free agency, I think we're going to see some more trades happen. I know there's a lot of talk leading up, to the draft. Not a lot happened the last couple of days, but I think this next week we could see some more action.
How much did the cap play into it, Jim, in the sense that 81.5 to 82, a lot of teams with salary maybe trying to shed it, you maybe not be able to do it in one day. Yeah. It might take this following week.
I think that's what's going on right now. I think, there's teams that still want to move money, and I think, prices will drop. I think prices were high going into the draft. I think they're going to start coming down now as we get closer to free agency, and so we'll see where it goes.
You got the winger in a trade. Were you close to getting a D in a trade?
Not really. We had lots of conversations, and like I said, I think the prices were just too high to give up to add a D-man right now.
Of all the players you picked today, not one was a defenseman. Was that by design, or was that just the way this draft shook out?
It's kind of, Judd can talk to that more, but it's just kind of how the draft fell. I know Nils Höglander, I love this guy. He's hard on the puck. He's got good skill. He's fast. So I think we got a steal there in the second round, taking him. We have Rafferty, Tevis, and Elliott that, we signed as free agents. We got some guys that we had before, Chatfield, Breezeball, so we got some depth, I feel like, on the back end. And so, if there was a defenseman we really liked along the way, we would have taken him. But kind of as it fell, we took the best players when we picked, and it kind of turned out to be forwards today.
Is cap space in this day and age, and it seems like it's almost more valuable than late first round picks. Eva, how valuable
is
that?
There's lots of teams that I think the uncertainty of the restricted free agent market is kind of, it's leading lots of teams to, think about their cap space more, because we don't know what we're gonna have to end up signing our RFAs to. So I think it's playing a part in it for sure. No, I wasn't, no.
You're moving up the prospects development camp a week earlier on the schedule. Will all the players that were picked here this weekend be on the ice here next week?
Yeah, except Vasily. He flew back to Russia today. We would have had to get a special permission from the NHL through the Russian Federation, so we weren't going to get it in time, but most of our other players should be at development camp.
You had past interest in Subban. Were you involved at all today?
Well, I'm not going to comment on conversations I have with other general managers, but JT Miller was a guy that we had targeted that we feel can really come in and help our group, and I was happy to accomplish that.
Prices could come down as on teams looking to move salary. So what was like for you to get in on Miller now rather than maybe wait for prices to come down? Were you worried he would go elsewhere?
Yeah, and I felt like it's a fair price to pay for a relatively young player that fits in with what we're trying to do age wise with our group. He's on a good contract. He like I said, he plays with an edge. He's got skill, so he's a guy that we feel is going to really help out, make the team better, and help with the development of our younger players.
Do you think you finally have enough wingers to fully surround Bowe and Pettersson now?
Well, we would, of course, we'd like to add one more if we could, right? Like one more top six guy. And we'll continue to look at that. And if that's something that, we can figure out, we'll try to do that.
How many free agents have you scheduled to come in and talk next time?
Well, we've got one lined up for sure, and we're trying to line up a couple more.